So good morning, Word and Life. Let's settle in now. There's still a few people in the back registering, but let's take a few deep breaths, put our errands and our home aside, our political discussions aside, and get ready to soak in the next 2 hours. We have 2 hours together. It's all about quietly listening to the God of love. Amen. From the feedback that we've experienced about last week's program, I think we're off to a very good start. John Hyder and Mary Rosenfeld and Alice McDonald heartfully and beautifully have eulogized our dear friends Keith and Harriet. Their remarks are forever recorded on our website. Don't forget about the website, wordandlife.us. All of our programs are recorded. And I wanted to mention that Agnes Souza comes the first session of every time, and she runs the hospitality. Agnes, put your hand up. Where are you? Thank you so much, Agnes. She's the leader of the Red Group, and she's always there for the Reds. We tried for the first time this time to open the series with a compelling documentary. We chose I Am, produced by Tom Shadyac, and many stayed seated for 20 minutes past noon to see to the end. That DVD is available here. We own it. Michael Dean can check it out. It's also available at the library. I first got it at the library, and Dawn found a link, which I sent on in the weekly email, so you can listen to it at home. Others found it on Google and Netflix. It's a great seed for family discussion. It's got a compelling message. We are hardwired to feel compassion and empathy toward others and towards ourselves. That's in our DNA. It's a great thing to remember as we journey together on life's path. So now we move on to the nine weeks that we laid out in the flyer, nine beautiful weeks. We are jumping into Mirabai's star book, The God of Love, today, a guide to the heart of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And who better to lead off the discussions but our own Santa Barbara Imam, Imam Yama Niazi. He's here today. He also brought his lovely wife, Ida, and their little girl, Aisha. There's two other little ones at home, but they're at school, so we have the little one here with us. Let me tell you a little bit about Imam. He was born in Afghanistan and migrated with his parents to Santa Barbara at the age of seven. But what I remember is that Yama went to Adams School. Is that correct? Yep. He's grown up in the United States, and he has an understanding of the culture and studying Islam with American Muslim scholars led Yama to taking on a unique perspective and the direction of Islam in America. He has benefited from a number of teachers of traditional Islamic disciplines in the United States and abroad. And one little aside I wanted to mention, when we were contacting Yama to come and speak to us, it was during the holidays, and he was in Canada with Ida's family. And we finally got connected. He said he would be happy to come speak with us. I said, but I want to get you the book, and you're in Canada. He said, just leave it with my mom. All right. Her mom owns a store on State Street called The Beads of the Earth. So one rainy day, I found The Beads of the Earth. I found his mom. I brought the book. And I'll tell you, that little store is a gem. You've got to check out Beads of the Earth. It's 519 State Street. And his mom is the owner and the entrepreneur. It's a lovely store full of stones and beads and necklaces and everything so reasonably priced. While I was there dropping off the book, I bought a pair of earrings. So there is an unsolicited shout out to Yama's mom. now back to Yama. He is the founding director of the Blessed Tree Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. It is an outreach initiative to bridge the Muslim American communities to the greater interfaith and non-religious-based communities within the United States. Its goal, this Blessed Tree Foundation, is to dispel misconceptions about Islam and Muslims, as well as to educate communities about Islam and what it means to be a Muslim in America. Yama is also the former imam and religious director of the Islamic Society of Santa Barbara. That's the former. He has been leading prayers and teaching both Muslims and interfaith communities of Santa Barbara and neighboring counties. His talks have extended to churches, synagogues, colleges, and other groups and organizations where he is raising awareness of universal shared values such as tolerance, acceptance, and respect of human dignity. It builds a strong foundation for eradicating extremism and conducting a true interfaith and intercultural dialogue. He's our guy. Let's bring him up and welcome him with our traditional blessing. Imam, we have a blessing for you. Come on up.
Thankful to as you share your gifts of spirit, life, and insight, we welcome you with joy.
All right.